بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had spoken about the battle of Badr and the divine assistance that had come to the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم in this particular battle. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had assisted them, had helped them, and in various ways had sent his assistance in order for them to defeat the disbelievers, the mushrikeen. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the importance of obedience to Allah and the importance of obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَوَلَّوْا عَنْهُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَسْمَعُونَ. That, O people of Iman, obey Allah and His Messenger, and do not turn away from Him whilst you are able to listen to Him. In other words, whilst the Quran is being revealed to you, and whilst Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is issuing commandments to you, then do not turn away from Him. Listen to His word, listen to His instruction, and at the same time be obedient to Him. And then Allah cautions, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. And do not be like those who said, we have heard, whilst not actually listening. Do not be like those who said, we have heard, whilst not actually listening. سَمِعْنَا وَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. And this is referring to the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, who would pretend to listen to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They would pretend to listen to the Quran, but in reality, they were not really attentive. They were not listening with the intention to obey, with the intention to fulfill these commands. So Allah cautions us not to be like this, that we pretend to listen to the commands of Allah, and we pretend to listen to the commands of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but we are not attentive, and we do not have the intention of obeying. إِنَّ شَرَّ الدَّوَابِّ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الصُّمُّ الْبُكْمُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. And now Allah rebukes and criticizes these munafiqeen by saying that the worst of living creatures, this word الدواب refers to any living being, including human beings, jinnat, animals. So all living beings, Allah says the worst of living beings in the eyes of Allah, the worst of creatures in the eyes of Allah, are those who are asummul bukm, alladhina la ya'qilun, those who are deaf, who are dumb, who are mute, and who do not have understanding. In other words, they do not listen to what is said to them, they do not speak the truth, they do not listen to the truth, and they do not bother understanding the truth. So these are the worst of all living beings. In other words, even worse than animals. And we find elsewhere in the Quran explicitly this is mentioned, that those who disbelieve and those who disobey Allah are worse than animals also. Animals, dawab, who are also living beings, they at least listen to what is said to them and they fulfill the purpose for which they were created. Allah created certain animals to eat meat. These animals eat meat. We will not find them eating grass or eating anything that is not meat. And then those animals that are created to eat grass, sheep, goats, etc., we will not find them going and eating meat. We will not find them moving away from the purpose that they were created for. But when human beings now disobey Allah, go against His commands, then they become worse than animals in this sense, that they now do not fulfill the purpose of their creation. They move away from what Allah created them for. So this is what Allah is mentioning here, that the worst of living beings in the eyes of Allah are those who turn a deaf ear to the truth. And they are mute, they are dumb as far as the truth is concerned. They do not speak the truth, and لا يعقلون, they do not bother understanding the truth. وَلَوْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا لَأَسْمَعَهُمْ. This is a very important point. Allah says that had Allah known there to be any goodness within them, had Allah known that there was any goodness within these people, and Mufassirin mentioned what is meant by this, that had Allah known that these people were actively seeking the truth, la asma'ahum, then Allah would have allowed them to hear the truth. وَلَوْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا. Had Allah known that there was goodness in them, meaning, had Allah known that they had the intention and desire to look for the truth, la asma'ahum, He would have allowed them to listen to it. He would have opened their ears, their minds, their hearts, and He would have then given them hidayat. But because Allah knows that intrinsically these people do not even have the desire to seek the truth, they are not even looking for it, they are not even searching for it, therefore Allah does not allow them to listen to it. And now because of their condition and because they have transgressed in misguidance, in going astray. وَلَوْ أَسْمَعَهُمْ. Now if Allah has to now give them some understanding, give them some ability to hear the truth, because of how far they have gone, لَتَوَلَّوْ وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. They would turn away completely and they would not even bother following hidayat. So the lesson that we learn from here, from this particular verse especially, is that hidayat, guidance is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only Allah that can grant guidance. But from our side, we have to show the initiative. We have to search for the truth, for what is correct. And then Allah will open up our ears, our hearts, our minds. And Allah will allow us to listen to what is true. Allah will allow us to understand what is true. And Allah will allow us to make amal and practice upon what is the truth, as provided we show that desire from our side and we are actively seeking and searching for the truth. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.